Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
Welcome to Legal Nurse Podcast. This is Pat Iyer, and I have with me today Mindy Cohen, who is a very experienced legal nurse consultant. I was trying to think, Mindy, about how long I have known you, and it's got to be probably at least 15 years and maybe even 20 years.
I think probably close to 22, Pat. I'm going to be starting my 22nd year
as a legal nurse consultant.
In fact, this month, August. So it's been quite some time, yeah.
And I think we probably met at the Pennsylvania chapter of the American Association of Legal Nurse Consultants in Philadelphia,
yes,
would be my guess.
That's exactly right.
When Mindy started her legal nurse consulting business, she started it as Mindy Cohen, and now she has transitioned to a different name of her company, which is On Point Legal Nurse Consulting. Mindy has a nationwide litigation support service. She provides legal nurse consulting, expert witness location, life care planning, medical bill audits. She also does, through herself and her subcontractors, pain and suffering reports, and also she's got expertise in mediation and trial presentations, which she's been doing since 1995, so that's over 20 years, too.
Yeah, exactly.
And Mindy's caseload includes medical malpractice, nursing malpractice, nursing home cases, personal injury, workers' comp, criminal cases, mass tort, product liability, and toxic tort cases. So I think that's really almost the full gamut of anything that a legal nurse consultant can be involved in.
We've been very fortunate to have been able to grow our business over time and get referrals and learn new products and services that we can offer to the legal community. And it's really come together in a very exciting way.
Oh, absolutely. And Mindy also brings to legal nurse consulting more than 30 years of staff nurse, nurse educator, and administrative nursing experience in the hospital, home care, and rehab. Mindy received her bachelor's and master's degree in nursing with honors from the University of Pennsylvania. We have that in common, Mindy, as well. That's where I got both of my degrees. And we also have in common that Mindy and I are both past presidents of the American Association of Legal Nurse Consultants. In fact, I think I was the one who talked you into considering running for the president and did a great job when she was on the board of directors.
Thank you, Pat. Yes, it was a great influence, as you've influenced other parts of my career as well. And AALNC, my time on the board was beyond worthwhile. And it's actually something I plan to talk about a little later in our conversation as a recommendation for other legal nurse consultants to get involved.
Terrific. And then finally, Mindy has the credential of LNCC, which is Legal Nurse Consultant Certified, LNCC. Let's take us back to 22 years ago. How did you get started in legal nurse consulting?
Well, the first thing, I saw a brochure. I was home with a new baby and wondering what I was going to do. Was I going to go back to work? And I actually got a brochure for a legal nurse consulting course. And I never heard of that before. I was interested in becoming a lawyer. And before I went to graduate school in nursing, I actually visited a few law schools and realized that I was interested in the law, but I really didn't want to be a lawyer. So I went back to graduate school in nursing and just went on my merry way. So when I saw this brochure, I thought, wow, this might really scratch that itch that I've always had. And I called 5 attorneys that I knew, and in 5 phone calls, I got 2 jobs, which I know is a crazy thing to think about in today's world with all of the legal nurse consulting competition, but back then there wasn't so much of it. And that led me to AALNC and Pat Iyer and Mona Yudkoff, who both took me under their wing and gave me some cases to work on. And really, it just grew from there. The 2 cases that I had done for the attorney turned out to be very successful. And that is how I started to build my practice. And since I joined AALNC, of course, and joined the local chapter to me, and it just took off from there. I mean, it was feast or famine. It was difficult to get cases. A lot of the same challenges that new LNCs and even established LNCs today face. But I used to laugh, Pat, because I would come home from doing somewhere and I'd run upstairs to my office back in the day when telephones had built-in answering machines and the red light would blink. Mm-hmm. And you had messages. And I used to run up there and cry, oh, my God, I'm the only businesswoman that doesn't have business, that I never get a call. So it was some rocky roads getting started. But through networking and through AALNC and the people I met through them, I was able to eventually build my practice. And I was working clinically, I think, PRN, doing home care at the time, and it always seemed like I got a case the same week that I was scheduled for 2 shifts, and the weeks that I wasn't working clinically, there were no cases to do. So I went through all of those ups and downs and feast or famine periods to get my business going, and that's pretty much how it started.
And what I'm hearing you say is that it was not an overnight success.
Oh, no, not hardly. Even back then, I mean, I was shocked to get 2 cases right out of the gate in 5 phone calls. You know, today you wouldn't even probably get 5 people to speak to you in 5 phone calls. But I went through all of the ups and downs of getting a business going, of trying to learn what it is I was doing and then convince people that I could do it. So I think the process was the same, maybe just a slight bit easier back then because there wasn't the same competition. But my business was all built through word of mouth because we didn't have the marketing opportunities that legal nurse consultants have today. I mean, perhaps we did, and I just didn't know about them until much later in my practice.
Well, and certainly, in some ways we didn't have social media. There was no Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter or any of those platforms for visibility 22 years ago.
Exactly. So I built my business through word of mouth. And even with the marketing that I do today, I will say that more of my business comes from word of mouth than it comes from any other source. So that's been kind of an interesting revelation.
Mm-hmm. And word of mouth business and referrals are really the best kind of business in my experience because you've got satisfied clients telling their friends, you need a legal nurse consultant, you need to contact On Point Legal Nurse Consulting for assistance because they've done a great job for me and I recommend that you speak to them. That type of recommendation is golden.
It's a built-in trust factor that I don't have to prove myself to somebody because I obviously do, but not to get in their door. Mm-hmm. Somebody else has already done that for me. So that helped me a lot in getting started and growing my business because, you know, I had a new baby at home. I had always done consulting on the side and teaching, but I'd never really, quote unquote, ran a business. So I wasn't quite as savvy to some of the sales and marketing things that are available today to get a business off the ground.
What would you advise a beginner LNC to do today to get that business off the ground?
Well, thinking back, I actually think there are some things that I would categorize to do from a legal nurse consulting perspective and some things from a business perspective, because I have worked with beginning LNCs throughout my 20 years, and I still get calls from people every week that want to work with me. And from the legal nurse consulting side, I would say there's a few things that are most important. One is get connected with AALNC. Order and read the scope and standards of legal nurse consulting practice. It will give you the new legal nurse consultant a background in what we do, how we do it, all of the variety of things that come under the LNC umbrella, because they might get exposed to things that are really interesting to them and may be easier to get that business started than the traditional LNC who wants to just work from home and read cases all day. So I think that there are ever-growing opportunities in the LNC world, and the new LNC should keep their mind open to that. And I think along with that, we have a couple listservs like the LNC Exchange and Legal Med. I would say you need to join those and read every single post every single day, because you will just learn a tremendous amount about the process of legal nurse consultant and the kinds of issues legal nurse consultants handle. It's just awesome. Just going back to AALNC for a minute, I know we don't have as many chapters today as we did when I first joined, but I know they have virtual chapters, and those are critical because you're going to get ongoing education and a built-in network of other legal nurse consultants to potentially get work from and learn from. So I think all of those things together, I hope that the beginning LNC will hear that I'm really putting an emphasis on learning and understanding what legal nurse consultants do, how they do it, in what arenas they practice. Attend the conferences as much as you can do to really understand the role and learn about that, because that will give you a basis within which to think about your nursing knowledge. And your nursing knowledge is important, but you have to make it work in the legal arena, and you can't do that without some education. So I think those are some very critical things. On the business side, I would say that first and foremost, a beginning LNC should have a professional CV, and it really needs to be pristine. There can't be formatting errors. There can't be typos. They should have somebody professionally review it. I myself prefer to see a clinical CV that could mention that the nurse is a legal nurse consultant, but the CV is not the place, in my opinion, to be a brochure about all the legal nurse consulting services that you offer. And I say that for a couple of reasons. Mostly, really, the reason is if I'm hiring you to review a case or to be an expert witness, I really want to know what you have clinically to offer. If you want to send a brochure along with your CV about your nursing business, that would be great. But I don't want to see a page brochure in a CV. I think it detracts from the CV. The other thing I think is that the new LNC must have working electronics. If you're working with a real fax machine, it needs to be on a line to receive faxes. If you have, you need to have a good internet connection. You need to have a computer that's reliable. I know this might sound really silly, but I cannot tell you how many people, oh, my computer's on the fritz. Oh, my computer's really slow today. Oh, I didn't get that email because I don't have a smartphone. So in today's day and age, we have to be in touch. And if somebody, if I reach out to somebody and I don't hear from them in 24 hours or less, they're probably not going to work for me because I've already moved on to find somebody else. So it might sound silly, but you should have some basic good electronics and good computer skills. You should be able to use Word and Excel. You should be able to manipulate documents. You should be able to make a basic four-column chart and input data into it. So I think those skills are important. And I also think getting the advice of an accountant, probably a lawyer too, but for sure an accountant, to help you set up some policies about retainers, contract agreements with your clients. I think everybody needs to get a retainer for every case with every new attorney. So if you have built up a relationship with somebody and you know their pay history, you might, there might be some wiggle room there. But I see so many stories on various social media about people not getting paid for their work and not asking for a retainer. And that even means, Pat, the attorneys that need something tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I've been burned myself trying to be helpful because we're nurses and that's what we do. We help people. But when you have somebody that you've never worked with before call you and they need an affidavit of merit tomorrow, and they were referred by a decent client of yours, you think, okay, they're going to be decent too, but they may not be.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, nowadays we don't do anything. Even our rush cases, somebody could carrier me a check. They could send me a tracking number for FedEx and a photocopy of a check. There are ways to get around it, but I think that a beginner LNC who obviously wants to work might be tempted to cut those corners, but I wouldn't recommend that.
That's really crucial advice, Mindy. You and I both have scars in our psyche from this issue, as I think any legal nurse consultant who takes a chance and wants to be helpful and does something in a hurry. I hope people who are listening take this advice to heart and recognize that they have an opportunity to use their leverage when an attorney needs something, especially in a hurry, and is a person the LNC has not worked with before, that it is imperative that the LNC protect his or her interests by getting that retainer.
Definitely. And then I think the other thing that I would, one last thing to mention, is that the new LNC has to know what they don't know. I think it's really dangerous in terms of wanting to take every case that comes in, not wanting to let the attorney down. But if you go outside of your expertise and take on a case that you may not be an expert at, you run the risk of missing something or of having to do so much research that you can't charge your attorney for because he's coming to you assuming that you know something about this topic. So I would say just be careful not to overstep your area of expertise and put yourself at risk by not really knowing the clinical area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really important point. And it is so tempting because the LNC is hungry for work to take on something that is not her area of expertise or his area of expertise. Do you find that people have any myths about legal nurse consulting?
Well, there's a couple things come to my mind, Pat, about myths. One is that it's easy money, that, you know, you're going to be able to charge the big bucks and sit home in your pajamas and read cases all day. And I think over the years, the competition is extremely steep today to get work. So it's not easy to come by. It's not easy to charge $125 to $150 an hour, especially depending on your geographic location. And your nursing knowledge alone doesn't make you a good legal nurse consultant. You have to be able to present that information, either verbally or in writing, in the way that the attorney needs it to analyze his case and look at what he's got. So I think it's not enough to just be an experienced, excellent, certified, credentialed nurse, but you really need that education component, that ongoing education component from organizations like AALNC to help you understand how to put your nursing knowledge to use in a different arena. So I think, you know, I see a lot of nurses, you know, as I said, they approach me all the time and they send me writing samples, which are not that great, because it's just a bunch of nursing medical jargon. It's too verbose. It's too long. They don't get to the point. And sometimes they miss the ideas of being able to apply that to a med mal case or to what's important in a personal injury case. So I think understanding the need for ongoing legal nurse consulting education can overcome that myth. I don't know how to overcome the myth of, you know, that you could make the big bucks and, you know, that you could just go out there and start your business. It takes a lot of energy and time. And I think there's business out there for sure. So I don't mean to be discouraging, but I don't think it's easy. And I think it's hard to build a business only on reviewing cases behind the scenes, if that's your goal. I've seen a lot of changes in my practice where, you know, before the 2008 crash, we did a lot more behind the scenes chronologies, and we've changed, our attorneys have changed their focus on how much money they want to spend on cases. Do they really need a chronology on every case? Are they going to just move forward with the chronologies on the bigger cases or the things that are too complicated or confusing? So I'm not saying you can't make a business just on that, but I think it's more challenging than it was before the 2008 downturn. And I would encourage everybody to think more broadly.
Mm-hmm. Because there are so many different ways that legal nurse consultants can assist attorneys, or in some cases, helping experts with analysis or medical summaries or chronologies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Could you share with us some tips or tricks or secrets of being a legal nurse consultant?
Tips or tricks? Well, yeah, I actually have a couple things that I might think about. One, I think that we legal nurse consultants really should see other legal nurse consultants as potential clients, because there are others like me who work with contractors, and you don't have to convince me of your value as a nurse because I'm already there. So it's much easier to send me your information and keep in touch with me than it is a bunch of other attorneys. So I'd say make sure that you're networking and keep in touch with other legal nurse consultants as potential clients. I would say make sure that you respect deadlines. No matter what, don't ever miss a deadline. And if you could get something in early, do it. Because that speaks volume about your work. So I think that's something that we're very respected for, and people trust that they're never going to have a problem with that with us. So I would say that's a really important tip. And the other thing I think that's a secret that may not be a secret, and it's one of these things that seems silly, but don't be afraid to ask questions of the attorney. You really need to know the expectations, because if you don't, you're liable to turn in something that's not what they wanted. And they don't expect you, you know, you might not want to ask them about a medical condition, right? But you would definitely want to ask them about their expectations when they, their due date, nail them down as much as possible, whatever it is, because the better informed you are, the better job you can do. And don't be afraid of looking silly or looking like you don't know what you're doing. And the other thing I would say is to give back to the profession. Become active in AALNC, because you meet contacts from all over the country. And these contacts are going to be your resources for your career. They may pass work to you. They may do work for you. They may get you involved in writing projects and you get published and three new attorneys see your article or your chapter and they're calling you about work. So try to build time into your schedule to give back to the profession because you get a lot out of it, even if it's not immediately. It's just a wonderful secret to growing your business.
The value of networking that can lead you into new projects and connections that you never imagined existed.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, you don't know who somebody else knows. That's why, like my mom always used to say, you always have to be nice because you never know who you're going to meet. And it's the same thing. You want to be out there, you want to be networking and connecting with as many people as possible. And it's not only attorneys. So don't be narrow focused. It's other colleagues, it's other judges, anybody within the professional arena that we want to work, because you just don't know. And have business cards and give them out freely.
Well, you've given us some great information in this program, Mindy. If people would like to get in touch with you, what would be the best way for them to reach you?
The best way would probably be email, mindy@onpointlnc.com, and they could feel free to call as well, 610-520-9350.
And then your website, would you share that address with us?
Sure. It's onpointlnc.com.
Well, this has been Mindy Cohen talking with you about her background and experience as a legal nurse consultant, building on a wealth of years in the field. And I greatly appreciate the time that you've spent with us, Mindy.
My pleasure, Pat. Thank you for having me.
Terrific. Well, stay tuned and be sure to subscribe to this series. And stay connected with us for our next episode.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.